Alquist here. Emerson? Emerson here. Lou? Pavley? Price?
Here.
Price here. Runner?
Here.
Runner here. Steinberg?
Alrighty. Have quorum?
Good. We are going to take up one item today, and that is SB 151 by Senator Correa. The memorandums of understanding between the state and a number of bargaining units. So you may begin anytime, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator. Senate Bill 151. Taxpayers expect the state to provide effective services. These services rely on human capital. Furloughs and the lack of contracts over the past few years have taken their toll on the state employees and the services they provide to our citizens. These MOUs will reestablish a stable workforce, improve services, while securing critical and immediate savings to our general fund. Some of the key elements of these MOUs are as follows. $209 million in savings for fiscal year 2011-2012. Specifically, pension savings, over $350 million in savings. Employees will permanently contribute an additional 2 to 5% of their base pay to their pensions, increasing their retirement contribution to 8% to 11% of monthly pay. Excuse me. Elimination of peace officer and firefighters two unit. That's a bargaining unit number six. Over $137 million in savings. The state's 2% contribution to bargaining unit six employees' base pay towards a defined contribution will be terminated under this bill. Personal leave program, over $232 million in savings. For 12 months, employees' pay will be reduced by 4.62% as they will receive, and they will receive 8 hours of non-cashable leave in return. Salary increase in 2013 will be offset by increase in pension contribution. At the end of the MOU, only employees at the top of the step of their salary range will see pay increases that offset their increased pension contributions. While these employees have taken significant pay cuts in these tough economic times, this will be the first pay increase these employees will have seen in over 5 years. Thus, the pension savings of $350 million will greatly outweigh the salary increases of about $150 million. Management rights, bargaining unit number six. California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation will maintain their flexibility to make necessary changes in order to manage the ever-changing dynamic of the correctional system while ensuring that a process exists to meet and confer over the effects of such changes. Leave time is not considered work time for overtime purposes. These MOUs conform to the statutory ban of employees' use of leave for overtime pay. Leave days. The MOUs provide two non-cashable leave days per year. These days expire if they are not used within 1 year. These days will have minimal, if any, fiscal impact on the states, and are small concessions given the significant pension savings achieved through these MOUs. I have with me a number of individuals to testify and answer any questions you may have. I have with me Mr. Ronald Yang, Director of DPA, and Mr. Michael Cohen, Finance Director.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the summary. We'll go to finance right now. Mr. Cohen, welcome. It's nice to have you here. And we wish Ms. Ingenito well in her new assignment. Do you want to give us Department of Finance's summary?
Sure, I can go ahead and do that. Senator Correa summarized the major provisions of the MOUs in terms of the fiscal. In 2010-11, combined with the furlough days for these units, in total, $528 million will be saved. Of that, $323 million from the general fund. In the upcoming budget year, $209 million of savings, $111 million from the general fund. These bargaining agreements represent about 25% of the state's workforce, and so in approving these agreements, the legislature would be bringing the last quarter of the state's workforce under current bargaining agreements. Obviously, for the administration, the continuation of the move to have employees pay an increasing share of their pension costs was an important component, and as well as the personal leave program, the PLP, for 12 months in order to provide general fund budget savings.
All right. Well, and we want to hear from GPA. So with these when these contracts are approved, we will have no outstanding represented employees that are working without a contract.
That's correct.
Can you just, before we go on, tell me how these MOUs compare to the ones that were negotiated in the summer of 2010, last summer?
Sure. Clearly, the SEIU deal that was approved by the legislature in October was the model for these contracts, and so five of the contracts outside of Unit 6 for correctional officers, I would say, really sort of follows that model of achieving savings. The correctional officer contract actually goes further for two reasons. One, in delaying the implementation of the health care benefits, it sort of ramps back up over time to the 80% formula, as well as Senator Crea mentioned, the elimination of the POF2, the defined contribution plan. On the Unit 6 contract, we estimate about 4.7% net savings as a percent of payroll in the upcoming budget year for this contract. For instance, the SEIU deal, if it was applied to CCPOA in a similar manner, would have only achieved 2.5% of savings in the upcoming budget year. So that's the Unit 6 contract is the one that deviates the most from the SEIU framework, and it actually achieves greater savings.
All righty, thank you. Does Department of Personnel Administration want to give a summary also?
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
And fellow senator and senators. I'm Ron Yank from DPA, and we are a sponsor of the bill. I really don't have anything to add to what Senator Correa and Mr. Cohen had to say. But I sit ready to answer all kinds of questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Yang. And, sir, you are?
I'm Tom Dyer of the Department of Personnel Administration.
Thank you. Okay. Well. Members, what's your pleasure? We can take our testimony, pro and con, and then have member discussion, or do you have any questions you want to get on the table now? All righty, then we'll go to testimony in favor of the bill. Those in favor of SB 151, do you want to come forward now, please? And we need a couple chairs. Mr. Cohen, don't go too far. No. Or you, Mr. Yang, either. No. Maybe that, how about that bar right there? Yeah.
Good morning. Craig Brown on behalf of both the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, California Statewide Law Enforcement Association. We're in support of this bill. I think finance described many of the differences in the CCPOA contract. One issue that has become controversial has been the leave cap. Frankly, that's a red herring. The relief cap hasn't been enforced since I was in corrections, at least in 1998. When I retired from state employees, I had more leave on the books than the cap provided because it hadn't been enforced for years. The cap requires that you give employees an opportunity to take the time off. That is impossible in corrections. The budget process decides how much time people can take off. You budget for typically 3 weeks per officer vacation. That's all an officer can take, no matter what they have on the books. The cap hasn't been enforced for years, and nobody can remember when it's really been enforced. And you can solve that problem by simply putting loads of money in the corrections budget to allow people to take the vacation that they've earned. Furloughs have substantially complicated that issue. They've earned over 300 hours that are on the books and not been able to take it. Their correctional officers have worked their furlough days. The only thing furloughed has been their paycheck. So we urge your support of this MOU.
Thank you. Next, please.
Pat Whalen, Ellison Wilson Advocacy, on behalf of California attorneys, administrative law judges, and hearing officers in state employment. That's CASE, Bargaining Unit 2. It's difficult economic times. There's some difficult concessions in this bill, but we're in support.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Ted Toppin for the Professional Engineers in California Government in support.
Thank you, Mr. Toppin. You, sir?
Good morning. Chris Voigt on behalf of CAPS, California Association of Professional Scientists, Unit 10, here in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Stephanie Burry on behalf of SEIU Local 1000 in support.
All righty. Mr. Cremins?
Tim Cremins, operating engineers, representing Bar Unit 13, the bulk of which are State Department of Water Resources workers, highly technical, highly skilled, and actually suffering vacancy rates for low pay.
Thank you. Other testimony in favor? Is there testimony in favor? Opposition? Any opposition? Members, do I have a motion on the bill? Senator Ralquist, thank you. Discussion? Seeing none, then we will call the roll.
Kehoe?
Members, let me just specify, because the analysis shows that it's eligible for suspense. There are, however, budget year and issues that need to be addressed sooner rather than later, so we're not putting this into suspense. We're sending it to the floor.
I do have a question, if I may.
Senator Steinberg.
Before you call the roll, I just think I'd like to get on the record here, if possible. When it comes to the pension reform that is encompassed within all of the agreements, is there a projection for the long-term savings for the retirement system in the state of California? Can Mr. Cohen or Senator Cray or somebody speak to the impact of this across-the-board pension reform? 1 year final comp or highest comp to 3 years, lower retirement formulas, higher age, higher contributions, all that combined, what that means in terms of savings to the retirement system in the state? For all the bargaining units, correct.
I don't have a current number for you, but certainly we can get that. It's easy to say, though, that it's going to be a huge number over time, and it's really just a matter of how long you go out. As you know, the real savings come with the reduced retirement benefits as new workers come on board, and so depending on how quickly sort of the workforce turns over, the savings, though, easily will be in the hundreds of millions of dollars over time.
Senator Walters,
isn't a lot of the pension piece for the new hires? And isn't it something that's going to be realized as savings maybe 25, 30 years from now? Because it's going to be for new hires.
Well, it's basically as soon as a worker comes into the door, we start generating savings, because CalPERS will start recalculating their annual cost for the state based on that person's accrued cost for their pension will be less than an equivalent person under the old system. So in order to get the full savings, certainly you need the entire workforce to turn over, and that, you know, would be roughly 30 years. But basically, the way our pension system is set up, the only way you're going to get these types of savings is to start at some point. And so there's going to – any of these changes would take decades to sort of reach their full cap, absolutely.
Just one little clarification on the increased pension contributions begin with the enactment of the contract, do they not? So in each of these bargaining units where there's increased paying into the pension benefit of fewer holiday pay or fewer holidays, et cetera, those are savings that we capture in the budget year.
Absolutely. We were speaking to sort of the rollback of the SB 400 benefits, right. But for all current employees, they start contributing 3 to 5 percent more in their in costs, and so the state offsets that 3 to 5%, and that starts right away, beginning with their first paycheck under these MOUs.
Senator Pavley,
sorry,
that's all right. You're welcome.
No,
to
I
speak.
Just wanted to make sure I understood this, and that would move them to 8% and up to 11.
That's right. It'll vary by bargaining unit, but 8 to 11% of an employee's salary will go to fund their pension.
Yeah. All righty. I would just say to have all the workforce now working under contract rather than hanging out without contracts that spell out all these details is much better. I applaud the governor for getting this done early in his term, and I know he didn't do it all by himself. So to Mr. Yang and to Finance Department, it's been a big effort. But, you know, here we are toward the end of April, and we will now have 100% of the represented workforce in the state of California with clear work rules understood and their contracts understood. So that's a good step for all of us. Any other comments, members? Then I'm going to call the roll. This is due pass to the Senate floor.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Emerson?
No.
Emerson, no. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
All righty, the vote is 6-3. That bill is out. Thank you all. Thank you, Senator Correa.
Very good.